time. If you look at the news that makes you feel so fine, tune into Good News when you get online. Life affirming, thought provoking stories and more. News that makes you smile before you walk out the door. If you're looking for news to enrich your mind, tune into Good News when you get online. Run, 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 run to get online. Listen to Good News all the time. Run, 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 run to get online.
Boom. Hey, hi, hello. How are you? Hi, this is Paul Slatkis. This is Good News, and we're so honored to have a moment to speak with you. We've decided to show me and show our hearts, which we got over here at the Calhoun School many years ago at a swap meet, let's call it, or a garage sale to raise money for the school. And I was very, very happy to find that beautiful, loving heart. We've had it in our studio for a long time when we had our studio in Manhattan here on 126 Fifth, 17 years. We had our studio out in Brooklyn for about 12 years. And today our studio is here on the Upper West Side of New York, New York. Okay, so hi, Sharon, how are you? I hope well. We're going to go to what we usually do, and that is usually we go to faith. We spend a moment due to the reality of the life that we're living right now. And unfortunately, the life that we live often, it needs to be in perspective of the real world. You know, the real world, unfortunately, there is some sadness. Right? Mr. Ducky will tell you that, okay? There's sadness. But we have to do our best to continue to live amongst that, to repair that, and, you know, in our own way, be kind and loving so we can help others. The good news is that there is billions and billions and billions of people doing that, living well, living nicely, there to help others. And inch by inch, we will resolve those that aren't living in a nice way. And unfortunately, we'll pass from this type of a disaster, but there's so many others. But we take a moment right now for this prayer by St. Francis of Assisi. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women and... We always add the I women. I just offer myself, Reverend Paul Slatkis, to anybody who's having a birth, a renewal of vows, a funeral. However I can help, I'd be honored to share my reverendship, ordained minister, New York State, and able to do this worldwide. Virtually, I guess, at this moment. You know, I have a couple of shout-outs. People have been asking me, you know, can I say something about others? You know, we have a buddy, Barry Gruber, who's not feeling well, and we wish him all the most speedy health, become healthier than he is right now. Good friend Jason Sheila Grant also, his dad passed away, Savelle Sheila. And he has a COVID comfort page, and we will send people to that as well. So it's not an easy time. And I heard, you know, when people are at 7 p.m., of which we have some video on that as well, and we'll show a little bit of that here on the Upper West Side. We heard somebody playing or doing this song, and I thought that it would be appropriate to share it because... we're crazy about Georgia, and Georgia's kind enough to allow us to show this, her rendition, at a time like this. Hey, Marshall. George is from Montreal. Okay, thank you, Georgia. And as I said, the reason I played that was because I heard some people at one of these 7 o'clock thank you moments here in New York playing Hallelujah. So this is just like our scene. Video unavailable. Sorry, this video cannot be played. Learn more. I don't know why. That's my video. I'm sorry. But that's a lot of clapping on our Upper West Side, 80th Street, 79th Street. And we'll deal with that at a later moment. In any case, we had another nice story of do-gooders here. And I wanted to, these were some students. I did go out yesterday or 2 days ago. And a couple students on our street were making a a tarp. Let them tell you what they're doing, because it's good
stuff.
Okay,
hi, Paul Sack. It's Good News Planet. We had a little technical difficulty because my picture was upside down. But you know what? Let me ask you a question. Lorena and Richard from Columbia University,
this is
a project that they're doing
Ivan,
for the
Randy.
People in Puerto Rico. And I thank you for doing that for those that are victims of some of those tremendous hurricanes that have been a big concern. And so tell us about this project. And Lorena, why don't you start? Ladies before John.
Puerto Rico's still a mess.
What do you mean people can do this on their own? I mean, it looks like you have some special fabric, you have a special this, a special that. So what? Okay.
Okay, school project.
Are you have a website already, or where are we going here?
We don't have it yet, but we'll go back to you when
we have it, and maybe we can follow up for your viewers.
Yeah,
if you
have a location, it would probably be all major,
all
life sources.
So is this a thesis, or a PhD, or a master's, or a undergraduate project?
Conflict resolution.
And then we got this grant upon graduation. So it's a grant enabled social movement.
He was
one of the first architects to talk about architecture to do social good. So this is kind of
steaming off of
something else.
Wow, that's great. Yeah. I just mentioned in my last show investment for social good. Social good is good.
So we're out here
in flip flops, and flip flops. Real college kids. No, I'm just kidding. Well, that's really a great public service. And Puerto Rico, by far, got hit with two recently, and have still been badgered, still have problems down there. Actually, we're just offered, we're in the process of COVID kits to go to Puerto Rico right now. And so, very close to Puerto Rico, I love Puerto Rico, actually.
And, yeah, when we started doing this, and this research to develop this school, stemmed off of Hurricane Maria, and even, 3 years later, there's still about 500,000 houses that still need roof repair. So, it's a temporary tool, but temporary also means different spans of time for different people, so...
This is great. You know, we're involved with peace, world peace,
yeah.
And
yep,
doing things for peace, like what you're doing.
Good news, right?
We're good news, peace. That's our thing. We do the World Peace Day for the UN, in strengthening their message. I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean, and many from Colombia, what does peace mean for you, each one of you? If you say your name, what does peace mean to you?
That's a good question.
Okay,
great. I'm Richard. I think peace is everyone doing their part, doing what they can to make the world a better place.
Yeah, respecting each other, using all their skills and tools to kind of contribute a little bit.
No effort too small.
You guys are fantastic. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
Okay. Good kids, good students, caring about helping others. and doing a practical project for a college program. Okay, so now we're going to go to our Woodstock Forever movie, which is Peace, Love, and Hope. And we're going to start off with a commercial, really? Yes.
More than 100 million words are translated every day.
Thank you very much for your help.
Words about food. Words about friendship. About sport. About belief. About fear. Words that can hurt and sometimes divide. But every day, the most translated words in the world are, how are you? Thank you. And I love you.
Isn't that nice? I love you. And I love you. To be our host for the section on love. This is her friend.
Hi, I'm Dionne Warwick, and we're standing in front of the incredible statue of Monty Irving of the Giants, and in the beautiful park of Orange, New Jersey. I've been asked to speak to you about love. You're going to be watching people who know about love, who have given love from their hearts, and not only their hearts, but of their actions. I was taught about love when I started singing about it. Hal David wrote the words, "What the world needs now is love, sweetheart," and I totally agree. I was also taught at a very early age by my grandfather, who was a minister, and he taught all of me and my siblings that love is God. And I truly believe that. So, put a little love in your hearts, know that love is God, and show it. We need love around the world, and especially now.
Okay, this is part of our movie.
In here.
This is love.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor.
Mr. Rogers, I'm here to interview you.
It is so nice to meet you.
You okay? Profiling Mr. Rogers.
Lloyd. Please don't ruin my childhood.
This piece will be for an issue about heroes. Do you consider yourself a hero?
We are trying to give the world positive ways of dealing with their feelings.
Yeah? Like what?
There are many things you can do. You can play all the lowest keys on a piano at the same time.
I hope you got a chance to see that. I hope you got a chance to see Mr. Rogers' show.
You love broken people. Like me.
Kindness.
Sometimes we have to ask for help. And that's okay.
Yeah, especially now.
I think the best thing we can do is to let people know that each one of them is precious.
Wow. Well, everybody's precious. Everybody is a star. No doubt about it. It's a good mindset. It's a real mindset. Because everybody is a star. Okay, Claire, let's give us a little yoga here. Claire Diab is Deepak Chopra's yogi for a long time. She's my yogi. And has the American Yoga Academy in New Jersey. And let's take a moment to do some good breathing, pranayama, breath, and relaxation.
arms in front of you like this with your knees bent, or your legs crossed.
Okay, I should have said get down. You could do this standing up. You could sit down and do this toe.
And again, just connect with this calm, peaceful feeling.
Breathe.
This internal and external balance that we've created.
In and out.
It is your true nature to be calm. Calm like the eye of a hurricane is calm amongst all the things going on around it. You too can be calm as you move throughout your day, through all the different things you have going on around you. So you should have a wonderful day, feeling strong, vibrant, and healthy, and energized. And I'd like to just take a moment to thank you for all that you do, for your service to all of us. I know that you love the job that you do, and I hope that this routine will make it better for you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
So Claire created this for police, firemen, police and the firemen. So it's on our website. You're welcome to go to it. Claire has made it available for us. And thank you, Claire. Okay. So hi, Jack. Hey, Gus. We've shared a lot today. We've shared some faith. We shared St. Francis' poem, Hallelujah by Georgia. Some of our heroes on the Upper West Side. Couldn't play back, but I'll show you, actually, that and a little bit of Woodstock, the wonderful Dionne Warwick, and isn't that commercial for Google, All About Love? Whoa, we sure like that background, is what it's all about. So, a peaceful day. You know, I have come back here a few times because it's nature, and to a certain degree, it's one of the few places I get out to. So maybe I'll go walk for in a park today. We would love going to the Museum of Natural History on the corner. But the reason I'm coming out here, in addition, is see this street here. It's 7 o'clock tonight. People yell and they ring bells, and I played that song Hallelujah because I heard that 7 o'clock somewhere in New York, somebody played Hallelujah. Maybe I should play Hallelujah on the saxophone out here. I don't know if I have the guts, but maybe I will. Because somebody once said, if not now, when? I don't know who said that. Hillel? Somebody, a wise person. Because if we stick together, we appreciate each other, and everybody has their moments. Sometimes it's a good moment. Sometimes you mess up. But if you're together with people around you, like that piece of pottery, then you're accepting, you're understanding, and you're loving. First of all, you're loved. You love yourself, love others, and have some confidence. There's nothing wrong with it. Do a good job, work hard, have some obedience. That's always a trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, cleave, and reverent. Little Boy Scout. Honesty. We love it. Mercy. That's a nice thing. This is the blue marble. It's the most famous. If you paid taxes, you paid for this. This is NASA. That's courtesy. Due respect of. And courage. Have some courage. Okay. You know, here we have our May Peace Prevail on Earth. And just for the fun of it, just because my buddy Gus is playing. Gus, I'm sorry. I lost the picture of when we played it in Sleepy Hollow High School, where we played Kensal Go Dam in a competition. I'm lovingly accept my decisions, knowing that I am free to change. Okay, so I'm free to change. I'm gonna change and play one song or two songs, and I played this yesterday. I like this song. Because for me, it's like, you know, we had all these people come from all around the country into New York. You know, this song seems just like, you know, like the Chariots of Fire. These wonderful, kind, loving, caring people. They go right into the hospital. Here's a local favorite. Thank you very much. I appreciate you watching. I'm gonna try something new today. I'm showing myself at the end of the show. I showed myself at the beginning of the show. I've hardly ever shown myself 5,000 shows later on our show, but what the heck? If not now, when? Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Please, I mean, what would be really my favorite thing is just let more people know about this, because that would be good, because the people that are on are good. It's all about, all we are is what we are for each other. And we're all about finding, creating, receiving good news, entertainment events. So if you have anybody doing something good, please share it with us. We have 5,000 shows that they will join in with, and it's our honor. So thank you so much for watching today. If I could figure out how to use the camera better, I'll figure it out that way. You're welcome to be part of our show. Thank you. Stay safe. Love all those around you. Call up a friend, call up an enemy, somebody you had a problem with. This is the time. Especially any family member. This is the time. All right, love you. Thanks. Bye.